Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast. I have so much goodness for you today. I have had so many beautiful knowings and downloads and honestly ups and downs this February 2021. I don't know about you, but I have just had so much release. I've had moments of breakdown. I've had moments of intense anxiety and depression. I've had moments of what the hell am I doing in my life? Am I even doing the right thing? And in the past, they tended to really envelope me and take over my life. These moments weren't just moments. They were really crippling and in the day-to-day, and how they were coming up this month was it felt like a day or two of more intensity, and then it ended up dropping into this huge download and epiphany and deeper knowing, truly this deeper clarity and illumination from my guides and my angels. So I just wanted to be able to share some of the insight that has come through for me, and it felt, you know, I wasn't even planning on doing this podcast today. I wasn't planning on doing lives. I'm going to Colorado tomorrow, and it came through so strongly that it's like, this is what people need to know right now. Even if you just listen to the episode of this podcast or listen to my live, that's the transmission that you currently need to receive. And that is perfect. Know that you are here for a reason. So just sit back, relax, and I'll let you know some of the things I've discovered. So today I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to pack for Colorado. And I'm like, you know what though? The past couple of days, I've had so much good insight. I feel really settled into this surrender, and there's no anxiety, and there's this trust, and I feel connected to universe. And it's, as any of you know that is listening, that are listening to this podcast, you have felt this too in some way, shape, or form, even if it's just for a fleeting moment. Or like I said, it's in those ups and downs, and it's this beautiful space of everything's okay. And the first message that came through was drop the shoulds. This was the message that came through a few weeks ago. Release the pressure, drop the shoulds. All of the inner critic stories, anything that starts with, I should be doing this, put it in a box and set it to the side for now. Anything that is associated with a should, even if it's healthy or has an intention to be healthy, is coming from the space of the inner critic and the ego. It's coming from a space of, I cannot settle into this moment right now, so I should be doing something else. And that can go into any part of our life. And I even just encourage you, if something comes up as a should, just bring that awareness in and settle into, is this in alignment with me, or is this coming from a space of, I am not good enough in this moment, so I need to shift, because if I shift into doing this thing, then it's going to bring me something that will then make me happy. So if I shift into, I should be doing a daily journaling practice, there is so much good that can come with that. There is so much benefit, there is so much joy, there is so much epiphany. But if you are doing it from a space of should, because you are not good enough now as is, because you've seen someone else that did it and you just think, I need to add that to my daily routine, that's what I want you to shift out of as best as possible. So coming back for a moment, after that came through, and I was like, okay, all of the shoulds that are coming up, all of whatever, even if it's coming from a good place, maybe it's a certification, or it's inspiration, or it's podcasts, or it's shows. You know, we've all been there in that state of overwhelm, but it's the overwhelm of good things too. It's not just the bad. It can be, for me, it's oftentimes all of the things that I want to do with my business, and it comes into a state of confusion and overwhelm. So that came through very clearly. And the second biggest thing that has dropped in for me personally is, as I've begun to learn about myself and learn about my human design and learn about how the energy flows through my body, just the basics, not anything super deep into it, because human design is wonderful, but it's also very complicated. There's so many ins and outs. There's so much to know. That's why people get certified in it. The basic is that I have realized, as a generator with a sacral response, I need to do the things that light me up. And these decisions do not come from the mind. So, of course, as I'm coming to this realization, my mind is going crazy, because my mind is like, oh my gosh, we have to figure this out right now. Oh my gosh, I need to shut myself up. I shouldn't be making decisions from the mind. That has intensified it so much. And it was this back and forth struggle. It was this, okay, let's drop into the sacral, let's drop into the belly, let's drop into the body, let's take some deep breaths, let's settle into the knowing, and then back into, but I have to figure this out, and what's going to happen, and should I get certified in this, and oh my gosh, I need to put something out, and oh my gosh, I need to make money, and oh my gosh, I have to get more clients. So this back and forth struggle, I was trying to fight against it. I was trying to talk myself out of it. I was trying to say, you're beyond this now. I was not surrendering. I was on the strug bus. And once again, it's a part of life. I am never going to tell you that any tool that I provide or any way of working with me is going to fully eradicate the experience of being human, because that is not what this is about. What this is about is allowing yourself to surrender into this evolution, into this transformation that you have came to this world to experience. And it's like, the true magnificence of it all, the true understanding is like, we're just here to have fun, and we're just here to experience, and we're here to go through challenges and duality for ourselves, for our soul, and for the universe. But while that's all fine and dandy, great, meanwhile, we're here in our human form struggling, feeling like we're struggling, feeling like we're not getting it right. So the drop-in that I have received, it's actually in the form of a mini course, but here are some of the key highlights, and I just have to say, what I am going to give you some of these highlights, this is the exact process that I am going to be turning back to throughout the course of this year and most likely beyond. I have come into a space where... So the first step is awareness, as always. For me, I've had to come to the realization recently that I am a people pleaser, and that oftentimes my ambition and my work ethic and my wanting to say yes and all of this is wrapped around protecting my inner self, my inner child, my inner fear. It is the part of me, that part of it is a true part of my personality. And it is, I love being lit up. I'm never going to be someone that just does one thing. Like, I'm never just going to be a spiral practitioner. I'm never just going to be someone that has a podcast. I'm never just going to be a one-on-one coach. I like to play and create. But the deeper knowing here is, while those are parts of my personality, which are wonderful, and I am not seeking to change, and they will be in a state of flow, when I continue to say yes to things that are not aligned to me, I get very depleted. So as I'm in the space of I have the energy and then I don't have the energy and then I have the energy and then I don't have the energy, and I'm wondering what is wrong with me and why am I struggling, and universe, why aren't you giving me the opportunities I want? Imagine the universe just kind of sitting there shaking its head, shaking its magnificent, all-knowing head, if the universe has a head. And just being like, I am here to give you whatever you want. I am here at every moment of every day, completely surrounding you, completely nurturing you, ready to deliver anything in an instant. The only thing that you are currently learning and processing through and perhaps needing to adjust is how you're feeling inside. And how you are feeling less than, and how you are feeling like you need the external validation, praise, connections, opportunity to then be whole. So the first step is really, how am I currently feeling and how do I want to feel? But then really, okay, if I'm not feeling good, what am I saying yes to? I have a certain amount of energy every day. What am I saying yes to? And now, this in itself, oftentimes the ego wants to fix this right away. No need to fix right now. Simply observing. Simply noticing, okay, first step, I don't really feel very good right now. Is it that I am overextending, whether it is physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually even, or energetically? Am I overextending? And when I say overextending, it simply means saying yes to things out of fear. When that comes internally as well, when we say yes to overanalyzing, when we say yes to ignoring our body, when we say yes to, I'm just going to go out and do this thing, even though I know I'm not going to feel good afterwards. Are you saying yes to things that don't let you up? And as you begin to notice that, maybe take a little bit of an assessment. This is where we get to shift and begin to notice, how often am I making decisions from the rational mind? So let's say you want to sign up for a course or you want to work with a coach, and you're someone that likes to make the list and weigh the pros and cons. There's nothing wrong with that. We were just simply taught to use our rational mind. But do you do that along with allowing yourself to sit in your body, allowing yourself to see how it feels? Do you feel like you need to make decisions right away? Sometimes if it's a hell yes instantly, go for it. Sign up, do the thing, you're activated, it's happening, it's on. Especially if you don't have a lot to lose, right? You're just like, sure. But how often does someone ask you to do something if you can do something for them and you instantly say yes? Or you perhaps want to say no, or you're depleted, or you're not doing well. And then for me personally, it's this feeling of nausea. It's a feeling of, if I say no, I am not safe. If I say no, I could disappoint, or I will be disconnected, or I will be unloved. And it's taken me a while to actually really realize that that's what it is, because it's been so deeply ingrained in me. So what's basically happening, and this was a huge epiphany for myself, a huge understanding, is like, okay, I'm feeling depleted. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling like I'm failing, even though I know I'm doing so many things. So my energy is extended. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm putting myself into the world. You know, I'm doing kind of the step-by-step coaching and developing my business, but I feel so much restriction right now. I feel so much lack within me. I feel like my self-confidence is going through this, you know, it might not even be, it might honestly just be me finally seeing, finally knowing, finally discovering where I've been and where my self-esteem has been, even though I don't present in that way. But inside is a different story, right? It's kind of like there's these coaches that coach the top billionaires in the world. And, you know, any of us, maybe the average Joe or Jill that's listening to this podcast, be like, yeah, that would be a great problem to have. Like, I just have billions of dollars and I'm still unhappy. But it's like these coaches are actually teaching people how to be happy. They've climbed the corporate ladder, right? They've done the biggest thing they can do. This was a point from my friend Lindsay. We're doing this series on leadership with the Lindsays, which was a huge deeper knowing for me around people pleasing. And she's talking about these coaches that are coaching billionaires. And our mind goes to, when I resolve X, I will be happy. Destination happiness. When I get the relationship, when I resolve my health issues, when I make $1 million, when I have 20 clients, when I have people in my life that I love, I'm going to be happy. But what it always is at the end of the day is doing the inner work for ourselves and allowing people to come into our lives that can support that work, whether that's in the form of a therapist or a coach or an energy healer, or maybe a little of everything, as you begin to actually listen to your body and listen to what is pulling you intrinsically in your body. This is when you are going to be exposed to who you want to work with. This is when the universe can actually drop in people that are intended for you at this moment to assist you in wherever you are. Because the other huge thing that I've realized is that we are never alone and isolation is not real. And it's just a societal construct that we have put on ourselves, that we have to do everything alone. And as we're stepping into this new age, the message is you do not have to do anything alone. Whether it is with your spirit team or with your tribe, with your human tribe on earth, whether it is a coach or a club or your family, we are moving into a state where we are deeply recognizing the collective. And it is magnificent. It's so exciting. But as we're stepping into this, this stuff that I'm talking about in this vulnerable space of like, this is what came up for me. Here's the paralysis. Here's the anxiety. Here's the questioning. Here's the confusion. This stuff is coming up to be healed. This stuff is coming up to be felt because, like I said, we're never going to fully eradicate our experience as a human being. But what we can do is, as we begin to recognize all of this, bring the awareness in, do the energy clearing, clearing not only our physical and energetic and emotional body, but clearing what is in our lives that no longer serves us. And this is a continual process that will have to be done over and over and over again, because it's inevitable that things will end up coming into our lives. As good as we begin it, as good as we get at this process that I am utilizing, I am just, so deeply set in a state of surrender right now that I am so grateful to have this process because I know it's just going to be life-changing. So I have created a course and it's called Discover and Wield Your Majesty. And in this mini course, everything that I'm talking about right now, we're going into more detail. You're receiving the transmissions. I'm providing you the steps. I'm providing you a workbook, all of this. So if the timing doesn't work for you to show up live, that's okay. You're going to get all of this to keep, and you're going to receive a one-on-one clear with me to get you back into a state of flow, to get you back into a state of surrender. Because how many times have you been told just surrender and you know that, but something's blocking you? You just can't get there. How many times has someone said, just surrender to the universe, let it go to your team, let it go to God, and then you even feel worse about yourself because you can't figure out how to do that? This is a process of nurturing and loving where you are, recognizing the decisions that you end up making, sometimes out of fear, sometimes out of anxiety, sometimes out of sadness, sometimes out of hope. You're doing the best that you possibly can in this moment, and then clearing it so that at the end of this week, you will be deeply set into a state of surrender, trust, and the remembrance of who you are. And this is what came through so strongly today. It was undeniable. It was very, universe was like, you need to share this right now. There is no doubt. There is no question. And even if you just listen to this podcast and let some of these things really settle for you, you will begin to see shifts. The shifts that I have begun to receive, even in just a couple of days, the internal shifts have been night and day from where I was to where I am now. And it's a combination of awareness, it's a combination of healing, it's a combination of support and knowing you are not alone. So this mini course over 7 days will be offered in a Facebook group. I'm also going to upload the videos accessible to YouTube. So if you do not have Facebook, you can still participate and you get a one-on-one clear with me live. And the total amount is $77 for a workbook, 7 videos with all of this information for you to keep, and a one-on-one clear with me. And I muscle tested into the price because I was like, is this right? And right now, this is life-changing. This is important. This is for you to experience. So if this interests you, let me know. You can hop on to pictureperfectmind.com/discoveryourmajesty to sign up. And we are starting this in 2 weeks on March 22nd. So you're also going to get some pre-work to begin to just kind of settle and observe into what you are currently experiencing. By the end of March, because you know us humans, we are very concerned about time frames, which is fine. That is part of our experience here on this planet. By the end of March, our worlds, our lives will be transformed. We will be in a quantum leap in the direction that has always been within us. And I am beyond excited that this download came through. I am beyond excited and grateful for you, my listeners. And let me know what you think of these insights. Let me know how this is helping you, affecting you. Thank you so much for listening today. I'll talk to you soon.